to Coffee in the Swarm, a Project Zion podcast production coming to you from Graceland University in Lamoni, Iowa. The Swarm is our on-campus snack bar in the Newcomb Student Union. This year, our podcast is co-hosted by campus chaplain Aaliyah Farrell and is hosted by campus minister
Mike Hoffman.
Coffee in the Swarm is where we interview students at Graceland who are connected to the community of Christ. Today we are with...
I'm Anna.
Anna, what's your last name?
Long.
Anna Long. There we go.
All right, Anna, tell us about yourself. Tell us your story.
So I'm Anna Long. I am daughter of Erica Lambert and Adam Long, born and raised in Nashville, Tennessee.
All right.
My oldest brother is Ben Long, and I have one little brother, Sam.
And Ben preceded you here at Graceland.
Yes,
so,
he did.
Yeah, right. Did you guys overlap at all?
1 year.
1 year, okay.
Mm-hmm. My freshman is here.
Okay.
So if you had to describe yourself in 3 words, what would they be?
I feel like me describing myself would be a disservice, but I feel like words that people have described me as
okay, that's fair.
Would be very compassionate would be one, probably. I get the word put together a lot. I don't know
put
why.
Put together. All right. That's very positive.
And I'm probably, goodness,
I would say you're really creative, like based on what like your Instagram. Last year when you did the Shalom Academy Awards, it was you that edited that video, right? I thought that was awesome.
Well,
so I would
actually,
say very creative.
I had the opportunity to teach group leadership for you.
Yes.
Was that? That wasn't this past fall. It was a year ago, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I can sort of remember what classroom I'm in. That's how I remember. I don't teach that anymore, but yeah, but you were very, Anna, you were very creative in class. I remember we did a project. I don't even remember. You did something video that no other student tackled, as I remember, at least video-wise. So.
Video-wise, I can say that.
That's cool. Very cool. All right.
Yeah. So tell us your year, your major, your house.
So I am a junior this year, so I got one more year at Graceland. I'm business management major with technically the transformational leadership major
sure.
as well.
Yeah.
Film minor, and then I'm taking select classes to get into grad school.
Okay.
To become a registered dietitian.
Okay, that's what you want to do then after. Okay.
Yes.
Now your undergraduate degree though was in business administration or business
management.
Management. Okay.
Yes. As for home, I am on Shalom.
Okay.
So I transferred from Hanthorne originally.
How long were you on Hanthorne?
Oh,
like first semester? Year and a half. Okay. But now you're on Shalom.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So is film like, is that just something you do for fun as a minor? Or is it? Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, since I was coming here and honestly realizing how much you gotta pay for private university.
Yeah.
As much as business management is a fallback major,
right.
And then I'm going to grad school for career-wise, I was like, I'm paying all this money. I might as well take classes I want to take.
Yeah, absolutely.
So film minor.
Awesome. Yeah. Who's your advisor for that? Is that Dr. Brian White?
I don't have an advisor for the minor.
Oh,
but
okay.
I do Jared just for the major.
Jared.
Dodie.
Oh, okay. All right.
So what do your classes look like for, like, as far as getting into grad school for being a dietitian? Because like this
yeah
is,
do you have to you've had to pick classes then to
crossover.
Do that to get it okay
it's been all over the place because one when everyone's like what's your major then I have to give them the whole show.
right
I'm like
well you wouldn't have to but
my major
right
doesn't really correlate to what I'm going
what
into
you're going to
and then what I'm interested in
so
that kind of correlates to the teachers wise because I'll go from a Rob Poulton class who I'm a professor assistant for and I'll do all these econ and business classes and then I'll transfer over to film. I haven't done any film this year though, which is a little shocking, but my freshman sophomore year I would take a lot of film classes and I'd have to make all these videos and projects and then I'd go straight over to GOB or anatomy and physiology.
Now wait a minute, we gotta explain what GOB is.
GOB is general OCHEM, biochem.
Okay, general organic
and biochemistry.
And biochemistry. Oh,
yes.
gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it
So
took me a while to figure that out.
I'm going from like
Yeah.
molecules to
Oh,
rule of thirds to
well, I know the rule of thirds and the yearbook advisor. So, yeah, okay.
See.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So tell me more about becoming a dietitian. What, where did that come from? I
Oh,
mean,
goodness.
have you wanted to do that a long time?
It's been in the forefront of my mind
Okay.
for, I want to say, since high school,
Okay.
because all throughout growing up, I was blessed with the miracle of having several
Oh,
allergies.
gotcha. Okay. So that's sort of motivating you to go that way.
Yes, very, very.
Food allergies, particularly?
Everything.
Oh,
And
okay.
it's, yeah, there's a whole backstory to it,
Yeah.
but it was a whole ordeal all throughout elementary. I was born with them, but you can develop allergies.
Right.
So, elementary school, I went from doctor to doctor trying to find what was going on. And then once I found a doctor I liked, being told, "You're the worst patient I have."
Oh wow.
Yeah. So,
That's
therefore, I've kind of been forced
I'm sure
into
they meant
food.
the worst patient, like
Just as far as like number of
yeah,
allergies.
right. Not bedside
Frequency.
manner type
No,
worst patient.
no.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
I have to reevaluate if that's the case.
So did you have to end up seeing a dietitian because of all your allergies? Is that
Thankfully,
oh,
no.
okay.
Thankfully, the doctor I went to kind of had enough knowledge of what I had, but it was honestly self-discovery as well. There's a few
Yeah.
allergies I have that you cannot find really anywhere else. Very few people have it. So it's just a learning curve.
Yeah.
So therefore, I have just a lot of
Where do
knowledge.
you want to go to? Do you know what school you want to go to for graduate school yet?
Since I'm from Nashville, I just like to be back home.
Okay. So does that mean which university?
I'm not too sure
Oh,
yet
okay.
because Nashville's known for the church and university belt. You
Yeah.
can go a radius of 10 miles and there's several of each.
Right. My
So.
daughter actually went to Nashville to go to university. She went to Belmont
My
University.
two friends that go there
Okay.
currently.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah, that
Okay,
was one of my daughters.
so you said you're from Nashville.
Yes.
So what was church like back home for you?
My father, Adam Long, who was born and raised in Lamoni, was the pastor all throughout growing up. So I'm a PK, pastor's kid. So it was my brother's. So growing up, being a PK, you probably have all the pressure of like sit in front
Always
row.
going,
You
yeah.
gotta be sitting up straight. You gotta listen, which as a little 5-year-old was very hard. But I did the baptismal classes. I had Sunday school all throughout growing up. I was baptized at 8, which is the typical community of Christ journey, I guess, so to say. My father did take a break during high school, but now he's back as pastor. But I haven't really witnessed that too much
Yeah,
being at
because you've been
Graceland.
here, right? Yeah.
Yeah, but both my parents, community of Christ, they met here at Graceland.
Okay.
So I've just been born and raised in it.
All right.
Is there a camp, like a Community of Christ camp in Nashville?
In Nashville, yes, but I grew up going to my mother's
Okay.
church camp, which is in Illinois, middle of nowhere.
Which one?
It's called Brush
Oh,
Creek.
Brush Creek.
It's in
Sure.
Columbia. So you're in
Okay.
Illinois. So I
Yeah.
grew
So
up
you
going
went to
there.
going to Brush Creek then. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So did you go to SPEC?
Yes.
Which delegation did you go
I
with?
went with the Illinois,
Yeah.
which
Okay.
was
That
by
makes
West
sense.
Crossroad.
Yeah. And yeah.
Yes, and I only was able to go my freshman and senior year
Okay.
to spec because of COVID.
Because of COVID, of
Yeah.
course. Yeah.
Sadly.
Yeah. Almost every interview we've done,
Sorry.
we mentioned COVID in some way, shape, or form because it's had an impact on all of our lives
Yes.
during the last
Yes.
several years.
As much
So.
as we hate bringing it up, we have
Yeah.
to.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, what brought you to Graceland?
Similar to the last question, with both my parents being Community of Christ, my whole family, both mom and dad's side, are correlated to Community of Christ. And with that, several family members have gone
Gone to
here. And
Graceland.
my
Okay.
parents meeting here,
Yeah.
I know the whole story of that.
Yeah.
So, all throughout growing up, there was always stories and memories
Yeah.
shared constantly at every dinner table. And it always had to do with Community of Christ and Graceland University. So it was just always kind of assumed that I was going here,
Yeah.
not by anyone else, just me. Like
But
I just assumed
you
that I,
assumed.
yeah,
Okay.
like there was no other
No pressure to go here
no,
necessarily.
no.
Okay.
It was just it when you're in that
Yeah.
environment of people talking about all this stuff, you feel left out and you're like, well, then I gotta go here to sit. Right. So then it
So there
was
was sort of peer pressure there, but
myself, I'm like,
yeah.
I gotta go witness all this, especially
Yeah.
at JSPEC.
Right,
And you come
right.
here and you're like, oh, this is a blast. And
Yeah.
then, yeah.
Have you had a blast here?
Yes.
Okay,
Yes,
good.
I have.
That's good. Because
Yes.
I know some Community of Christ students go to SPAC and then they come here and it is different. I mean, you
Yes,
know,
it's
it is not
peculiar.
SPAC, right.
Yes, the school
But
aspect.
it can still be a good experience. In fact, we call it the
An
Graceland experience
experience.
to
Yeah,
some
that's
degree.
actually our next question is describe your Graceland experience thus far.
Yeah.
Really good. My freshman year was a little rocky,
Okay.
just because brother being a senior, it's
Oh.
a little hard of like, because we had it in high school, because just 4 years,
Yeah.
you kind of redo
So
all over again.
yeah, right.
So him having a senior year and wanting it to be great and everyone knows him already, then I was just Ben's sister. There's probably more
Yes, yeah, I
experience
was
than
like,
with
that's just
Nico.
my oh.
Because he's a senior this year, so it's like
Yes.
almost the exact same thing.
Yeah.
So
It's hard to make friendships and relationships in that sense because you're just Ben's sister
Yeah.
and you're not your own person. So that was hard, just
But
having to
now
work through
you're
it.
your own
But now
person.
I'm my own
Yeah,
person.
yeah.
So,
Yeah.
but it's been great. And
Good.
similar to any place, I'd like to believe that Graceland is a good way to explain it is the more you put in, the more you get out. So with that, going to everything and meeting as many people as possible and taking as many classes as you
Yeah,
possibly
well,
can. Yeah.
sounds like you have that covered. Okay.
Give you the
That's
best
cool.
experience. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you had a superpower related to your Graceland experience, what would it be? My, as far as the question as what superpower would you want in general, my answer is always I would learn any language, like
Oh,
every single, so I
okay.
can talk and communicate with
Yeah.
everyone. I feel like that would be so much fun. So kind of similar with that for the Graceland experience, I would love to have like photographic memory,
Oh,
or you
yes.
immediately learn something or you already know it, so
And it
there's no pressure.
it stays
Yep.
with you and you can pass test and yeah, that's cool.
A lot of people would relate to that.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So describe your church experience at Graceland. Oh goodness. My grandmother, similar, okay, so similar to my dad living here, my grandmother lives here. So she goes to church every
Who's
Sunday.
your grandmother?
Becky Long.
Okay.
So, and then I have an aunt, Lori Long.
Lori, yep.
Yes. So they go to Sunday church, and sadly, as a college student, I just don't have the energy for that. I really don't.
Well, don't, you know, I'm going to put a plug in here, but don't feel bad because, I mean, we actually, when Ben was here, we did have Sunday morning church, but then after COVID, attendance just didn't recover. And so those of us in campus ministry sort of said, okay, let's look and figure out what's happening. And Wednesday night now is, you
Yes.
know, really where we, for this campus, this community, that's the best night to do it.
Yes, exactly.
Because you like to sleep in on Sunday
We
morning,
go
not
away
you
like
and
a few
others.
days. The Saturdays are like, oh, we got the full day. So Saturday you go and do stuff,
Lots
and
of
then Sunday is
activities.
your actual day off.
Yeah.
But like you said, Wednesdays are now where I would go to Afterglow or any services related to Community Christ.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so what are your life plans after graduation? I know we kind of went
Yeah.
into it a little bit, but.
Yes, so registered dietitian is the current path, but we'll see where I go.
Sure.
Graduate school in Nashville, and with registered dietitian, you have to get licensed and certified. So that would be also a step I would have to take. And then I would like to do a private practice or a small company. I do not really feel like I want to work in the hospital sense.
Gotcha. Yeah.
That just does not spark my interest.
Yeah.
Now partnering with hospitals would be fine.
Sure.
But normally registered dietitians, you are given a client and then you get all their symptoms, and
Mm-hmm.
then you have to help them with a meal plan for either lifetime or a short period of recovery. But hopefully, I would like to career-wise be able to have certain clients that I can see progress than hospital-wise of just here you go and then dip. And then I see myself living on East Coast, but we'll see where that goes.
What draws you to the East Coast?
I travel to a lot of
Yeah,
places, and East
okay.
Coast I've always just felt the most drawn to.
Okay.
So, but we'll see yet again, career
Do you like the
wise.
ocean or just further east?
Just east. I like the
Okay.
weather a lot
Okay.
more, and I like all four seasons
Yeah.
and trees. And
All
yeah.
right.
Okay. So what are your hopes for Community of Christ in the future?
Are you going to World Conference? Are you planning to go to the
I
World
have not been
Conference?
planning on it,
Okay.
so
No, that's fair.
I love what the president's doing, President Easy has been doing. The reason that I, unlike other PK kids, have not either dove into Community of Christ, like fully of like making it my whole identity and
Sure.
stuff, and then the other side of PKs is completely
All
leaving.
right.
I've stayed in the middle ground because I like how it is very diverse and you can make up what you want it to be because it is a very progressive non-denominational church. So I'm able to kind of see for myself what I would believe in and then kind of test that with other people's testimonies. So I really like how Community of Christ really values that. And then with our enduring principles of being able to meet with as many people as possible and learning from each person, I really value that. So I would hope that we continue that. I don't see a reason it would leave, but still
Sure.
would like to say I hope it stays. As for the future, I don't really have any thought of any goals that
Okay.
we would have,
Yeah.
but
Well, you did mention
yeah.
pretty much moving on forward with the enduring principles and
Yes.
those kinds of things. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, what is one thing you would want the leaders of Community of Christ to know going forward?
Goodness. Probably just yet again the value of enduring principles. I think once you start straying from it, there's several people that I've met in Community of Christ that don't really follow them.
Okay.
Which was very shocking to me when I did meet them because growing up, that's like what we
Right.
highly
Sort of,
valued.
yeah.
So when they went away from it, I didn't feel as connected with them.
Because you didn't have
It
those
felt,
in
yeah,
common with them.
yes. And it also
So they were
felt,
members of the church that you felt were drifting away from the enduring
yes. It felt
principles.
very black and white.
Okay. That makes sense to me.
It was here's the verse, here's the scripture, here's what you take out of it. And I was like, so I'm gonna take out of it what I want with full
Okay.
context of the whole scripture and
Right.
everything. So with that, I feel like the leaders would just highly value those
Okay.
and try and get as much of the picture as possible, and teach accordingly. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll close with what's the biggest lesson you've learned in life and how did you learn it?
Oh, goodness. all these questions are harder than some aspects. Hardest lesson I would say is you're going to meet a lot of people and you're going to have memories and you're going to have different ranging relationships, either for how long or how closely bonded you are to very little. But you are naturally going to grow as a person. So with that is you can continue to be very close with each other, or you will just grow apart. And I feel like that's a really hard lesson to learn as far as family, and very much so family, but friends. So there's nothing you can do about it. You can just kind of wish them the best, and hope that you guys can meet up again. But as far as day to day or just normal life, you're not really going to be close with them anymore. And that's a hard lesson to learn because you really value the memories you have with them, but you're just not close to that person they are now.
Right. Yeah, an
Yeah.
important lesson. And like you
Yes.
said, hard.
It's
Yeah.
very
And I think
hard.
everybody goes through it too. And I think,
Yeah.
especially coming to college, I think it's very present here.
Yes,
So,
very much so. Yes.
all right. So that wraps up things today for this episode of Coffee in the Swarm. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Anna, for
Thank you,
being
Anna.
here.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
This is Aaliyah
I'm Anna.
And Mike.
signing off until next time.